I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Three former Peanut Corporation of America executives already serving federal prison sentences for their roles in the 2008-2009 nationwide Salmonella outbreak that sickened thousands and caused at least nine deaths, well, they lost their appeals today. A three-judge panel in Atlanta upheld the criminal convictions of former PSA chief executive Stuart Parnell, his peanut broker brother Michael Parnell, and one-time PSA quality manager Mary Wilkerson. The three are serving a total of 53 years in prison. The second-largest automaker in Europe says they plan to open a North American headquarters in the Atlanta area next month. France's Group PSA, the parent company of Peugeot and Citroën, joins Germany's Mercedes-Benz USA and Porsche Cars North America as European brands with their U.S. headquarters in Atlanta. PSA does not currently sell any of its brands in America, although Georgia is home to only one automobile manufacturing plant, that being Kia Motors factory in West Point. The state is home to a number of parts suppliers that serve auto plants throughout the Southeast, including BMW, Hyundai, Nissan, and Volkswagen. And a development project that would fill downtown Atlanta's Gulch with enough office space for Amazon's second headquarters is scheduled for a public hearing tomorrow morning. The developer, CIM Group, is seeking variances in order to build the massive development on land bordered by Phillips Arena, the Richard Russell Federal Courthouse, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and the Five Points MARTA station. Governor Nathan Deal says he's against renewed efforts to pass religious liberty legislation in Georgia. The law would allow people and businesses to refuse services to individuals on religious grounds. Opponents say that's license for discrimination. Deal told WSB that a religious liberty law would adversely affect economic development efforts.
I don't see any reason at this point in time for us to create those kinds of impediments to job opportunities for our children and job opportunities for their children.
Deal vetoed a religious liberty bill in 2016 after companies threatened to boycott the state if the bill became law. And the mother of a 33-year-old stuntman who fell to his death on the set of The Walking Dead has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the show's network and other parties. John Bernecker died July 12th last year from injuries suffered on the set about 35 miles south of Atlanta. The lawsuit, filed yesterday by Susan Bernecker in Gwinnett County State Court, says AMC Network orchestrated and enforced a pattern of filming and producing The Walking Dead cheaply and ultimately unsafely. And at least 11 people in metro Atlanta have died from hypothermia since the beginning of December. According to Fulton County Medical Examiner records, at least 8 of those people were homeless. 7 deaths happened in December, 4 have occurred this month. The AJC reports that the city has plans to find shelter for homeless people in the area. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.